Your magic is hidden in the work that you keep avoiding. I'm calling myself out and I'm calling us out today. Hi guys, my name is Janelle Roberts. I am your host of To All The People podcast, and I'm so excited to be back. This episode in particular, it feels very deep for me. I feel like it feels very deep for me right now in my current life, and I feel like it feels very deep for a lot of us. A lot of us kind of like have this mindset of like, okay, like I'm not going to do what I want to do until I do this first. I'm not going to put that dress on until I lose weight. I'm not going to take on this job until I have X, Y, and Z, or I'm just not going to pursue that dream because I'm not going to do this. And it's really just procrastination, and procrastination in a lot of ways is oftentimes masked as the belief that we're not good enough or worthy enough to achieve our dreams. When I say your magic is hidden in the work that you are avoiding, what I'm saying is we oftentimes, we will avoid our greatest growth, and that's where our transformation lies. Whether it's fear, whether it's self-doubt, whether it's failure, whether it's perfectionism, or just pure discomfort, avoidance usually signals that something important is at stake. So whenever we are avoiding things that we want to do and things that we want to pursue and things that we want to chase, there's a part of us that oftentimes feel like something is at stake here. Because deep down, we know that if we move to that different city, if we take on that different job, if we actually showcase our art, there's a possibility that people might not like it. There's a possibility that that new city might not work out. There's a possibility that it might not be everything that we had ever imagined it to be. But if it's planted in us, if that dream is planted in you, it's planted there for a reason. Your magic is hidden in the work that you are avoiding. And what you are avoiding is yourself, your dreams, and your aspirations. Creative breakthroughs and career breakthroughs and career success and personal growth, even healing, these things don't come from staying in our comfort zone. You have to put yourself out of your comfort zone. They come from pushing through resistance constantly and doing the hard things and learning to show up even when we don't feel like it. And heavy on the learning to show up even when we don't feel like it, because I feel like sometimes I'm calling myself out, I have a tendency to make excuses for myself. Like, for instance, I have this thing lately where I've been feeling the urge and the need to take better care of my body. Not more so focusing on being skinny, but more so focused on I need to get in shape for myself. My arms need to be strong for myself. My heart needs to be strong. My heart needs that stamina. I need to actually fuel and feed my body because I'm starting to notice that I don't feel so great. It's not even like physically, like when I look in the mirror, I don't feel great because low-key, I know I'm that girl, but it's more so like I don't feel good within my spirit. I don't feel good within my soul. I'm not feeling very good within my body. Your magic is your unique talent. It's your potential, and it impacts the lives and the work that we are doing. And also, if we don't do it, we're kind of dodging ourselves left and right. And most importantly, you're constantly rejecting ourselves. You have to ask yourself, why am I spending so much time rejecting myself? Why am I spending so much time telling myself that I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough? Does this lie in someone else telling you that? Or is this something that you're telling yourself? And it goes back to what I said about the four agreements when I talked about all it takes is for one person to tell you you're not good enough. And then you start believing that you are not good enough. We can kind of, we have a tendency to kind of fall into our stereotypes and fall into what society wants us to be. And right now is a perfect time to become and do and be whoever you want to be. I feel like when it comes to like the book you haven't written or the business idea you haven't pursued or the tough conversations you've been avoiding, the moment that you learn to lean in instead of running away, you unlock something so powerful within yourself. And you have to ask yourself, what's the work I've been putting off and what's possible if I stop avoiding it? Procrastination isn't just about being lazy or lacking discipline. It's often a deeper emotional response. Procrastination is not about being lazy. It's often a deeper emotional response. And I wanted to go over some reasons why we might procrastinate. And I actually wrote this all down. So number one is fear of failure or success. If we fear we don't do something well, we start to avoid it. On the flip side, for instance, fear of success can also hold us back because it may bring new responsibilities or expectations. And I always think of this one scene from The Cosby Show where the mom was talking to Lisa Bonet and she basically called her out and said, "I don't think you're afraid of being successful. I think you're afraid of people expecting you to be successful all the time, even after the success." And this is something that I feel personally, especially when I wrote my first book, when I wrote To All the People I Loved Before Loving Me. As y'all know, I wasn't doing social media at the time. And when I published that book and it became like a bestseller on Amazon, it was very, very overwhelming for me. I was getting so many messages and DMs about how much people liked my book. And the reality is like me, most importantly, I have always felt like my work is never going to be good enough because I'm always trying to chase a higher version of myself, which is why I don't allow myself to stay like in spaces and get too comfortable. It's something I'm working on, but it's also something that makes me who I am. It's something that teaches me to keep pushing and to keep going forward, if that makes sense. So when I published my book, I was not expecting my book to do well. I didn't have a following. I had maybe 1,000 followers. I can't even remember. It was a very, very small following. So when I published my book, I started getting all of these DMs, these emails, messages, and I was so afraid and so overwhelmed with the compliments because I had never, ever been praised in my life. I wasn't praised for going to college. I wasn't praised for going to therapy. I wasn't praised for having a good job. I was not used to ever being praised. You know, I was a child that was just never praised or never applauded. So when I had all of this attention on me, it became so overwhelming and I had to kind of shun myself out of the light, and I ended up deleting all of my social media. I deleted all of my social media. I deactivated the email account because it wasn't the simple fact that I was receiving praise. I think it was more so the fact that like I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to live up to this success again. And I haven't written a book since. And this is me again calling myself out. Writing is something that I love so deeply. It's something that grounds me. It's something that keeps me alive. And I haven't spent as much time finding room to create in my life. In fact, and instead, I have created a lot of distractions for myself that mask as success. You know, I love this studio, don't get me wrong. To All the People Media Studios is beautiful and amazing, but I keep myself busy here and I keep myself busy with content creating that there isn't much time to write. And the older that I'm becoming, the more that I'm realizing how much I need writing, because writing is almost like my food. And this might be the same thing for you when it comes to writing that script or creating art or doing fashion or design or something like that. It isn't because we know that we won't be successful. It's the simple fact that we fear that we might have to keep living up to this expectation. And the reality is that we are afraid of letting other people down. But we don't live in a society, and we aren't put on earth to be in this constant state of living for other people. Yes, we can serve in a lot of different ways, but our fear of success isn't because we don't think we're good enough. It's the fear that we might have to take on new responsibilities and new expectations that we might not be ready to. And that is literally why I keep saying, like, your magic and your unique talent and your potential is lying in that thing that you keep avoiding. Number two, perfectionism. Ooh, I cannot stand a perfectionist person. When I say I cannot stand a perfectionist person, I just can't stand them. Like, and I'm saying that because I couldn't stand myself when I was a perfectionist. When you're a perfectionist, you have this belief that something has to be perfect before we can even begin. And what ends up happening is perfectionists are in a state of being paralyzed. Perfectionists live in a paralyzed state. They can't, like, they're so obsessed with trying to make sure that everything is perfect all the time that they are so paralyzed that they can't even move on with actually putting the work out there or creating the work. They're spending so much time trying to put the pieces together and trying to build this perfect vision board that makes sense that they're spending so much more time dreaming about it instead of actually living in it. That's the problem with perfectionists, and that's something I have to call myself out on too. If we don't think we can do it flawlessly, we just keep putting it off, and that putting off turns into procrastination. Perfectionist is perfectionism really is the spirit of procrastination. It will hold you back. It will sink you down. It will bring it. Honestly, it is so crippling being a perfectionist. Like, a lot of people don't get shit done because they are so obsessed with having the perfect work. Sometimes you have to put it out there just to see what happens. And sometimes you have to stop being so damn hard on yourself, because if it doesn't pan out how you want it to pan out, then it is what it is. You go back to the drawing board. And I think a lot of perfectionists are actually afraid of having feedback. I think perfectionists are afraid of people not liking their work. I think perfectionists are afraid of taking the leap. And we keep using all these different excuses to not do what we want to do. Number three is lack of clarity. A lot of us might not be fully, you know, sure of what it is that we want to do. And a lot of times when a task feels very overwhelming or vague, or our brain has a tendency to resist it. Not knowing where to start makes it easy to avoid it altogether. And I want to highlight on how, like, our brain has a tendency to resist it, because you have to keep in mind that when we are trying to live in our dreams and live in our truth, we are training ourselves to do something we have never done before, because we have been so deeply programmed to exist and live on this reward-based system, which I've talked about before, where we as humans are only rewarded when we are succeeding. We are only rewarded when we are doing what our parents want us to do. We are only rewarded when we get into that college. We are only rewarded when we are keeping up with the status quo. And in that reward system, we lose a bit of our identity, because now we are only existing for the reward aspect. You have to get to a point of being okay not being rewarded for doing what is oftentimes always right. And what I mean by that is what's right by your parents with taking on that career that you actually don't want to take on. We need to be okay with the simple fact that, you know, there might not always be that instant gratification. And not knowing where to start stems from the simple fact that there might be a reason why. It's because, like, you don't have much of an identity, and it's important for you to hone in and lean in onto your identity. If you're having lack of clarity, it's because you have one foot in something else and one foot in another, and you might have to cut something off. And that's kind of where I am right now in my life, is honestly learning that I don't have to spread myself so thin. And when I spread myself so thin, I'm not even giving 100% to anything, because I'm giving 50% to this, I'm giving 50% to that. There's really no room for you to give 100% to anything that you want or that you have going on in your life. Number four is instant gratification. Ooh, a person that needs instant gratification is going to drive me up the walls. It's like, it's a personality trait that I absolutely hate. I don't relate to it in any way. And I know a lot of us want instant gratification. My husband is someone that would tell you that, like, he wants instant gratification, and that's just who he is as a person. But I have a lot of friends that, you know, they lean into instant gratification. I think for me, as, like, and this might have to do with race, and also might have to do with being a woman, I know that I might not get that instant gratification. So a lot of times we are wired to choose short-term pleasures over long-term benefits. Meaning that we'll choose a short-term thing that's going to make us feel good instead of just honing in on the thing that's going to benefit us long-term. Short-term, it might feel good to take on that job. Short-term, it might feel good to be in that relationship. Short-term, it might feel good, like, let me just not move to that city. When you know you can. You know you might be struggling a little bit, but you know you can move to that different city and focus on acting and writing and do the things that you want to do, because at the end of the day, we're just wasting time. And I think a lot of people don't realize that we can evolve as many times over as we want. We can change as many times over as we want. You can change your life in a second if you really want to, but we cannot let perfectionism and instant gratification get in the way of that. Scrolling and watching TV or doing easy tasks and being on social media and looking at TikTok and Instagram can feel better in the moment than tackling something that's difficult. And sometimes tackling something that is difficult is tackling your mind. And understanding that my mind is honestly weighing me down. These thoughts are not good for me. These thoughts are making me feel like that I am not enough. And a lot of us don't want to tackle our thoughts. So we kind of stick to this reward-based system of, I just want to make myself feel better right now. I just want to make myself feel good in this moment. So what I'm going to keep doing is I'm going to just keep giving myself instant gratification. I'm going to keep giving myself instant things that are going to make me feel better, because it's really hard for me to put in that work in the gym. it's hard for me to wrap my head around the simple fact that I need to cut off this relationship. I just want to keep being in the cycle of abuse with myself. I want to keep being in the cycle of feeling like I'm not enough. I want to keep being in this addictive pattern where I'm constantly drinking because this instant gratification is easier for me to deal with instead of me dealing with the things that actually make me unhappy, instead of dealing with the things that actually are kind of tormenting my spirit. Because what I really want is to be free. That's what I want. Number five is low energy or burnout. Mental and physical exhaustion can make even the smallest task feel like they are mountains. If you are constantly drained, your brain naturally resists exerting more effort. And that's such a deep ass statement. I am someone that has pushed myself over the edge so many different times. I feel like February probably was one of the worst months of my entire life. That's very dramatic and extreme to say, but I feel like this last February was awful. Like, I got the damn norovirus, and then I had an inner ear infection, and then in full transparency, I didn't make any money I didn't have a single brand deal during February. And I remember I called up my manager and I was just like, girl, what's going on? You know, we didn't have this is the first time in my life I didn't have a brand deal. Like, we're getting like 4 brand deals a month. So it's just like, why didn't I make any money? Like, this is so strange because I do pretty well every single month. So it just blew my mind. I was like, what is actually going on? And so when me and her had a conversation, I got so emotional on the phone and I was just like, I just been feeling really overwhelmed. And, you know, I was just crying to her and stuff. And I'm not a crier. I don't really express my feelings a lot unless it's to like my husband. And I had went home that day and I had a conversation with Luke and I said, I had a conversation with my manager and I'm really struggling right now because I've never just like not done well. Like, I'm so used to this reward system. And I looked at my content and me and Luke were looking at it and I was like, damn, I haven't cracked down on like my niche in so long. Like, my content is doing well, but like, I can just tell that I'm spread so thin with the office, being sick, you know, having to go to New York last minute, January, which was amazing. New York Fashion Week was great in January. I was being spread so thin. And my low energy and my burnout was reflecting over into my work. But I had already been feeling this burnout towards the end of 2024. My brain was not able to perform in the way that Janelle usually performs because I was so drained. And I found myself not even wanting to exert any more effort. So when I was on the phone with my manager after I got off the phone with her, I was like, I don't know. Like, she's telling me I should do this. I don't know. I immediately wanted to disagree with what our conversation was about. But then when I took a step back and realized, babes, you actually need rest. Like, you actually need to start eliminating some things off of your plate because not going to the gym, not writing, not doing the things that make you feel free, and most importantly, things that help you dump out your brain, because that's what we need is a brain dump. It's time to really do some deep self-reflection. And yeah, the low energy and burnout is a real thing. Number six is lack of motivation or interest. If something doesn't excite you or engage us, it's easy to push it to a side in favor of things that do. Nobody wants to go to the gym. But we all want to have abs and a fat ass. Like, let's just be for real. Like, we don't want to do that. But also, if you don't really have interest in something, you don't have to stay in it. You know, I think lack of motivation isn't just about, you know, avoiding the things that you want. You might have lack of motivation in something that you're currently doing right now, and you might actually want to do something else, so you don't even have the energy. And it goes back to that burnout, like not even having the energy to do the things that you want to do. If you don't have the energy to do the things that you dream about doing, that you want to do, it's time to start pulling back and eliminating things off of your plate. You can just start slowly, slowly pulling things back. You don't have to do it immediately. Just set a plan, set a 5-month goal, 6-month goal of like, I want to change my life in this way. I saw this one girl, she had wrote an email to herself 6 months ahead, and she scheduled it. And she said, I wrote an email to myself 6 months of saying, like, my life should look like this. I want to feel this way. I hope that I'm doing this at this time. And she says she went and read it, and it was, like, amazing. She got a notification. I'm actually going to do that for myself. And that's something you should consider if you're not having any motivation or you're feeling burnout of, like, where you want to be in the next 6 months. Number seven is self-doubt. If we don't believe in ourselves, we sometimes will delay taking action. Like, it's the truth. Like, I think people are afraid to admit that they don't think that they're good enough to do something. So we just procrastinate and we make up lies and we say things that aren't true. Like, oh, I actually don't want to do this, or oh, blah, blah, this. The reality is like, we don't think we're good enough to do it. If you don't think you're good enough to do it, you're not going to do it. There's so much self-doubt in it. And it's just like, you have to understand that you have the ability to do something. Just do it in secret. And that's why I go back to saying, stop telling everybody your dreams. Stop telling everybody what you want to do. Stop telling everybody your plan. Because that way, if you stop telling everybody your plan, your dreams, and what you want to do, you can fail in private. You can fail in private. You can learn in private. You can grow in private, because you're not putting this unrealistic ass expectation on yourself. That's what you do when you tell other people. When you tell other people, it kind of loses its magic a little bit. And I think it's important for you to just keep it to yourself. That way you can go through the emotions of training yourself, of learning and getting rid of any self-doubt. When you start telling people your dreams and what you want, that removes the ability for you to fail in silence. And I feel like failure is a part of your success. Failure is the rough copy before you get to where you want to get to. And I've said it so many different times. It is important to fail sometimes in silent and secret. That way you're able to pick yourself back up again and keep going and try again. Removing the expectation is so important. And finally, number eight, overestimating future productivity. And this goes back to them damn vision boards. People will be adding on their vision boards, I want to make $3 million this year. This is why I say break up your life into quarters. When you break up your life into quarters, you're able to focus on the smaller things, because small things, small steps lead to running up mountains. You know what I'm saying? Small things lead to bigger things. We convince ourselves, and I hate that we do this as humans, and I hate that we do this in a capital, it's almost hard to not do it in this capitalistic ass society, but we convince ourselves that our future self will be more motivated and way more focused if we have more time. So what we do is we push things off. Babes, you're going to be 30 before you know it. You're going to be 40 before you know it. Before you know it, you're going to be 27. And the reality is, it's best that you start doing the things that you want to do now, because eventually what ends up happening is, like, your dreams change. You change. A lot of the things that you thought you wanted, you don't want. And that's why I always say, like, make decisions and have fun while you're young. But I feel like when you get to 27, 28, 29, 30, like, I don't believe in, like, this is just me. This probably sounds crazy. I don't believe in, like, buying homes and doing things when you're a little younger. I definitely do believe in, like, living your life in your early 20s and finding yourself and traveling and even doing it when you're older, because there is so much sense of knowing and you kind of abandon a lot of, like, the lot of worry and thinking patterns that you had when you were younger. Like, I can't describe it. Like, since I've turned 29, and I've said this so many times, I'm learning to not give a fuck. Like, I don't care anymore. So we push things off because we're expecting things to magically change later, and they're not going to. So act now. Time is not on our side. I just want you to realize that. And time goes by fast when you're doing shit that you fucking hate. I hate to say it. When you're doing something that you love, it goes by so slow. Like, when I was in Italy in the Dolomites on my honeymoon, I was like, dang, I'm feeling every single minute of this day, and this is great. But when I'm at home and I'm in a city that I don't enjoy and I'm doing things that I don't enjoy, god dang, like, it's like those days start blending together. The days feel slow, but then you look up and you've been doing the same thing for like 2 years, you know? How to overcome a lot of these things is, for one, breaking it down. Make tasks smaller and more manageable for yourself. That goes back to doing the Q1s. That goes back to training yourself. You have to train your mind like an athlete. There are a lot of habits that you have to let go of. I think about letting go of things that are not serving me and adding things that do. Like maybe we need to stop watching so much TV. Maybe we need to stay off of our phones. Maybe we just need to schedule days where we are on social media and days where we're actually off on social media. Maybe we need to start actually putting in time to go to the gym. You know, just things like that. Maybe we need to start surrounding ourselves and going to events that reflect the things that we actually want to do. Maybe we just do those events once a month or once a week. Just things like that, baby steps. Number two is just start. Action creates momentum. Even 5 minutes of work can shift your mindset. Number three is learning how to remove distractions and creating an environment that makes procrastination harder. Love that. And you have to learn how to forgive yourself. That's another point too. There's a lot of shame, and we feel shame a lot when we procrastinate. It worsens, and we have to recognize the pattern and move forward. And we have to identify the why. Ask yourself, what am I avoiding? What's the fear behind all of this? And what's something I've been putting off that you want to tackle? I want you to ask yourself this question. How is my magic hidden in the work that I am avoiding? How and in what ways how have I been putting off and giving up on the things that I want out of my life? And how can I get back to it? All of these things are points that we can do. You have to put in the work to become who you want to be. And sometimes that requires us taking a step back, assessing, reassessing, trying and failing and succeeding and then failing again to figure out what it is that we want to do. This might be your year of silence. This might be your year of you. This might be your year of isolation. And most importantly, this might be your year of alignment, getting in alignment with yourself. Thank you for listening, guys. My name is Janelle Roberts. This is the To All the People podcast, and I cannot wait to see you guys on our next episode. Don't forget that you can watch all of these episodes on YouTube. Be sure to like, share. It just means a lot when you do. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great day. Bye.